This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership.
Hi, Chris Rummer here, President and CEO of Vail Valley Partnership. And I am joined by Matt Scher, who is running for County Commissioner for District 1 in Eagle County. Matt, thanks for taking the time to spend with us and to allow our listeners and viewers to learn a little bit about your background and candidacy for County Commissioner. Why don't you start by introducing yourself to the audience and sharing a little bit about your background?
And thanks again, Chris, for this opportunity and for the role Partnership plays in helping us with all our local politics. I am Matt Scher. I'm the current Eagle County Commissioner from District 1, which is largely the Upper Eagle Valley. I was appointed as commissioner February of last year. That was after the governor appointed our previous District 1 Commissioner, Jill Ryan, to run the state's public health department. And I came most directly from the Front Range, where I had attended the University of Colorado in Boulder, and then did my professional time in the telecom world. 20 years ago, I followed a girl up here and got her to marry me. And then having had my fill of the corporate world, when I first came to the Valley, I worked at the Vail Leadership Institute, then left there to run Eagle Valley Alliance for Sustainability. I left that to take a year sabbatical in Ecuador with my family. And since then I've worked to raise money to build the Castle Peak Senior Care Community in Eagle, and then worked there for a time as a marketing director. And including, you know, local small business consulting, I've had numerous other professional exploits that we don't have time to list. Before being appointed county commissioner, I was most recently mayor of Minturn and on the Minturn Town Council before then.
Yeah, Matt, and thank you for the background and information. And tell us a little bit more, if you would, if you could expand on why you're interested in running for public office. It can be a rather thankless job for many people, but it's very important, obviously, to the community. So tell us why you're interested in running for elected office.
Well, you heard, as I spoke there, a hint at what has really been a pretty winding life path that led me to be a county commissioner. And really, while no one, I think, would ever have intentionally mapped out that course, I believe it has proved to be an ideal one for the job of Eagle County Commissioner. In my time at the Vail Leadership Institute, I drafted my own purpose statement, as all program participants there would do. I refined it over the years to this: I foster community through leadership and relationships. My professional life since then has been either to directly serve that purpose or to facilitate it. So my time leading the Eagle Valley Alliance for Sustainability and Ute Springs Experiential Learning Center served that purpose. And my later professional work enabled me to serve on the town council and the board of the Education Foundation of Eagle County, for example. And though that experience has been community oriented, I realized it's the relationships that I developed over the years here that I think are the greatest value. And that's really what community is, right? We implement policies and strategies, but it is always with and for others that we do those things. And speaking of my background.
No problem at all. It's okay. It's okay.
So the direct answer to your question.
Community answering spots.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The direct answer to your question why I'm running for re-election to continue as county commissioner is with my particular skills, experience, knowledge, and those relationships, I can think of no better way to serve our community.
Yeah, and Matt, that's a good segue into some of the pressing priorities in Eagle County. So the partnership, among other groups, I mean, I don't think we're unique in this, but our board has identified a number of pressing priorities for the community, including COVID recovery, workforce housing, healthcare, transit and transportation, early childhood, and there's certainly many others. But if you could share what you think is our most pressing priority in Eagle County, I think that would be really interesting for folks.
Yeah, and now, you know, all those ones that you mentioned are kind of perennial issues here and everywhere else too. But of course, right now, you're right, recovery is the most pressing issue. Now, I say that given my background, with full awareness that climate change is an existential threat, not just a temporary economic threat, but the path for substantive climate action also happens to be the best path for recovery as well. We had looked at climate action as disruptive to our normal lives, even if a green future looks much more promising than our present, but COVID dropped in, and now we really know what disruption looks like. And this is now our opportunity to shape our new normal, to create a more circular economy that nurtures our environment rather than extracts from it, to develop a market economy that more naturally and equitably distributes resources, and to create a people-centered rather than a capital-centered culture. At Eagle County, we already are looking at economic development and also are working on a community process to envision what our community looks like when we truly have a sustainable and equitable economy. Many of the solutions and strategies that we'll likely choose are already there. Many will require policy changes at the state and federal level, but there's a lot of work we can already do locally. For example, transportation is currently our community's greatest source of carbon emissions, and it's also one of our greatest immediate opportunities to create more worker mobility, improve the guest experience, and give all of us more choice. I mean, I would love transit options that would allow me to leave my car parked all day. So recovery should not mean returning to normal, but creating our own new normal that uses the new knowledge that we have and what we've learned from the pandemic and our past.
Yeah, and you touched on this a little bit, but expand if you would on how you go about addressing that issue. You talked about it some, but a little bit of an opportunity for you to expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, excuse me. So I mentioned a community process. The county is currently launching its comprehensive community planning process, and that is a typical process that's about as exciting as it sounds, and that statutory process really only addresses unincorporated areas of the county. But of course, every day we don't notice when we cross those imaginary town boundary lines, and nor should we. So we asked ourselves, what would it look like if we truly engaged our entire community to imagine what the best version of ourselves looks like? So we enlisted Community Builders. It's a nonprofit that specializes in civic, social, and economic community visioning to help us think beyond government to plan the future that we truly want. And in parallel to that, we're looking at economic development. And Chris, you know, we've been talking about economic development here for decades, but I don't believe we've ever truly invested in it. Of course, right now, it's tough to look at investment when we're dealing with budget impacts due to COVID. But this may be the most important time to invest in economic growth, because we're not doing much for recovery if we wait until after recovery to do anything. So we're struggling through budget planning right now, but I'm hopeful we'll create the means to begin this work at the beginning of next year.
Yeah, and Matt, it's a good segue to our next question for you. When you talk about economic development and some of the efforts at the county with planning and recovery and things. But one of the things that's very important to us is a business-friendly environment. How do we build a community where our businesses can thrive? And so how would you, or how will you go about working to build a business-friendly environment in Eagle County?
Yeah, and so I did already mention economic development, which is important to business, of course. But I would actually frame the question for how do we work towards a market-friendly environment, not just a business-friendly one, as a free market, of course, also includes labor and consumers on the other side of the equation, and both sides need each other. We have to ensure the labor and consumer side of the market is able to play its part as well. You know, we need a labor force that is free to work without concerns about housing, childcare, transportation, healthcare that you mentioned. And we need consumers who are able to spend in our local economy. And employers here are keenly aware of the challenges that employees and potential employees face in being able to work and to be productive. So locally, we do what we can do to address all those, you know, perennial workforce issues. But our local capabilities are limited sometimes by larger state and federal policies. like the Partnerships Mountain Healthcare Coalition is a great example of local solution crafted within the constraints of both federal and state health insurance regulations. It's not perfect, but it's innovative in the context of what's possible. And it required working with the state's commissioner of insurance and legislators to really make it possible. That's very similar to the work a county commissioner does on all those issues. Lots of local strategies and local partnerships with a lot of lobbying and other work for higher level policy leverage.
Yeah, and another good segue to talk about some of the your other top priority issues and maybe which of the partnership legislative priorities you most align with. You talked about a number of them, from healthcare to economic development to, obviously, you led earlier with climate change. How do you see, you know, anything else you want to share, I guess I should say, with regards to your top priority issues?
Yeah, and as we talked about, you know, all those particular issues that we keep mentioning, because those are the issues. They're perennial in Eagle County, and the county does the yeoman's work to improve those issues locally as much as we can. But again, our greater opportunity is carrying the voice of our constituents to advocate for systemic policy, investment, and support from the state and federal levels, and then in turn, working at our local level to communicate and implement those policies. I mentioned healthcare and the work the partnership has done locally. And here's another example. Colorado, you know, ranks near the bottom of states when it comes to investing in our roads and mobility, particularly relative to our very healthy state economy, global pandemic notwithstanding. And more than most communities, we here are keenly aware of the importance of those roads for our guests and the state and federal economy. According to CDOT, every hour Vail Pass closes is $1 million cost to our economy. So I represent Eagle County on the I-70 Coalition, which comprises local government and some other corridor interests. And working with CDOT, we recently secured a $61 million federal grant to largely fund phase one of improvements to Vail Pass, which starting next year will improve traffic, safety, wildlife passage, and also the Gore Creek watershed. So we used our broad coalition voice to focus attention on our local corridor that is crucial to the state and federal economies, but far beyond what we could accomplish on our own. And you'd mentioned too that how the partnership's legislative priorities align with Eagle County's. So the county's work largely includes people-centered work, right? And the chamber's, yours, includes business-centered work. But as you mentioned, the partnership's priorities, which include housing, healthcare, transit, childcare, none of those are direct business policy areas, and you're the business association. So it seems clear to me that we all agree that these are not services that government provides to the needy, but rather fundamental components of economic infrastructure that the business community needs. So we should not develop, you know, human service programs or ballot questions that we throw at these issues, but systemic solutions that can turn them from perennial problems to efficient organs of a healthy economy. You know, the real change in these areas can require state and federal level policy and influence. It's our job to advocate for those changes at the highest levels. Now, you know, someone had mentioned to me, why don't you run for state senate then? We have already incredible representatives in Carrie Donovan and Dylan Roberts, but any representative needs to know that they've got the voters behind them when they really go out to tackle big issues in big ways. Like the partnerships work, you're a great example of how you do that. You help to inform your business constituency about higher level policy that may affect them, and then also advocate one way or the other at those higher levels to influence those policies. We need to do more of that for all of our stakeholders to make the systemic changes that we need to really impact all our local issues.
Yeah, Matt, thank you for sharing that. I think that's it does go to the idea of quality of life. And that's not a business issue or a county issue. That's a community issue. All of these things are community issues. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that framework. Matt, anything else you'd like to share with anyone before we wrap up here?
Sure, I'll just give everyone my website if they want to learn anything more about what I'm trying to do in this campaign. It's mattscherr.com. It's mattscherr.com. And thanks for this opportunity. I really appreciate the work that the partnership does and your investment in our political processes in the community as well.
Yeah, and thank you, Matt. Matt Scherr, everybody, we appreciate you taking the time and sharing your priority areas and feedback around areas of interest to our business community and our community as a whole. So Matt, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. And thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.